I certainly hope everyone is doing well today. This morning, I want to share with you a story that comes from the Christian author Robert Coleman's book, which is entitled Written in Blood. It's a story of a little boy, Johnny, whose sister, Mary, was very ill and in desperate need of a blood transfusion. The doctor explained that the little girl had the same disease that her brother Johnny had recovered from 2 years earlier. Her only chance for recovery was a transfusion from someone who had previously conquered the disease. Now, since the two children had the same rare blood type, the brother was an ideal donor. The doctor asked Johnny, "Son, would you give your blood to save your sister Mary?" Johnny at first hesitated. Then his lower lip began to tremble. But after a couple of minutes, he nodded and said, "Okay, I'll do it for my sister." Soon the two children were taken into a hospital room to begin the transfusion process. Mary was pale and thin. Johnny was healthy but very nervous. Neither child spoke, but when their eyes did meet, Johnny grinned. As the nurse inserted the needle into his arm, Johnny's smile faded. He watched his blood begin to flow into the tube. Then the ordeal was almost over. Johnny's voice, slightly shaky, broke the silence. He said, "Doctor, when do I die?" It was only then that the doctor realized why Johnny had initially hesitated, why his lip had begun to tremble. You see, Johnny thought giving his blood meant also giving his life. Friends, Johnny was willing to give up his life for his little sister. Unfortunately, he did not have to die to save his sister. But brethren, each of us has a condition which is far more serious than Mary's. That condition is the lethal, terminal disease of sin. And our condition has only one cure. It required Jesus to give up not only his blood, but his life. Brethren, as Christians, think about it. We celebrate two major significant holiday seasons every year, Christmas and Easter. Let us distinguish between the two. Remember it like this. Christmas is the promise. Easter is the proof. Brethren, never forget, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. He lives. Amen.